Sam Broughton is the president of Local Government New Zealand. He too is proudly from the Selwyn district. We'd normally talk with Benita Bingham, but she's in Hawaii on a fellowship, or Tori Whanau too is unavailable. Not that your third pick at all, Sam. I think it's quite appropriate that we should have a kōrero right from the get-go. My name's Dale, and I noticed that you're a president, mayor, biker, lawn bowler, and guitarist. And I'd like to start with the latter, please, mate. Tell me, can you play a B minor seventh?
Morena, and I'm sorry, I'm no Benita. We'll turn it away. Yeah, B minor seventh can be on the list. A bit of a sing along guitarist, but enjoy singing with the crowd.
Good on you, mate. I'm a three chord gajinga jig guy myself. So anyway, that's why I was testing you to see whether you knew what a B minor seventh is, and you do. That means you're a player. Good on you, mate. Thank you. Hey, Sam. A lot of us from Te Māori are feeling a little bit squeezed here. Issues coming left, right, and centre. And it again, we note that the coalition government has decided to remove decision making from councils, mandating polls once again to be run on Māori wards and constituencies alone. But that doesn't sit overly comfortably with the organisation you head. I get the impression. Are you guys being bullied by this mob?
Oh, yeah, and or with any council in New Zealand. I haven't heard back from anyone who's keen on this. It's red tape. It's been added into the system at a time when I thought the coalition government was pulling red tape out of the system. It's overreach from an over-centralised country, and councils are quite capable of making these decisions and have been making them. There's lots of opportunity within a representation review, which is the process councils go through to set the number of councillors and the number of wards within a council and the voting system, and whether or not there's Māori wards. Those decisions are all currently run by councils in consultation with their communities and Māori whenua. And to have to ask for a referendum just on one of those matters, and for that matter only to be Māori wards, it's cost and complexity to a system at a time where we just don't need that to be the main conversation between central and local government.
Tēnā koe. What's the situation in Selwyn? Many councils have grappled with the idea of establishing Māori wards. Some have gone forward with it. Others are pausing, saying, oh, we'll need a bit more consultation. What was the situation locally for you?
Yeah, so a representation review has to be done every 6 years, and some councils do it every 3 years. And so the last two times we've gone through that, we've talked to Mana Whenua about whether or not they want to have Māori wards, and they've come back pretty clearly and said no, both through Ngāi Tahu and our local Runanga, who we partner with. So we've found other ways of having them involved in council decision-making on our committees and sitting around the council table, and they want that direct partnership rather than an elected position through an election in a Māori ward. So that hasn't been what they want, but 35 councils last term did want it. And again, that should just be up to a local decision-making process between the council, Mana Whenua, and the community.
Well, we know that Hobson's Pledge is very active in this space, and they have a lot of influence on those who would turn their backs on the establishment of Māori wards, and therefore, when the referenda process is invoked, the feedback from a sector of the community is strong, while in others, i.e. Māori, it's not as strong. Now, there are reasons for us not being involved in the submission process or the referenda or the vote take, which are quite complex. But again, does this allow an organisation that doesn't favour more Māori representation and getting Māori perspectives around the council table to have overdue influence in the outcome of referenda that are planned?
Well, I mean, the 35 councils that currently have Māori wards, hasn't been a big outcry in the community when that has been put in place. And I think having Māori wards in a wider perspective and council decision-making means you end up with richer discussions and a deeper understanding of issues. It's your broader option to choose from and is good for the community. So regardless of what any organisation might do at a referendum, I think we can see that Māori wards being involved in councils has actually led to some really good outcomes for communities. And that's why we just don't believe that a referendum is required. LGNZ's position isn't that you should or shouldn't have Māori wards. It's just that a council can make that decision, and we don't need a referendum or the government telling us to now have that referendum. It's just unnecessary.
Yeah, I take your point. You know, they're crowing about wanting to get rid of red tape and now establishing more themselves. Look, the headline here says that the local government in New Zealand is calling out the coalition government for an overreach. When we say calling out, what form does that take? How are you advancing this issue politically, Sam?
Well, I've spoken to the Prime Minister about it. We've talked to the Minister for Local Government about it. We've been on the news last night and talking to radio stations about it. This coalition government was promising a localism agenda ahead of the election last year, where they were going to empower local communities to be able to make decisions and think about what doesn't need to be done in Wellington. And then we get to, you know, what are we, 4 or 5 months in, and now decisions have been made where councils are told they have to run referenda on something that they are completely capable of doing without the referenda. So that's what the calling out is. It's saying, let's think about what type of country we want to be a part of, where decisions are best made, and lots of those decisions can actually be made locally. So let's empower councils rather than dictate to them.
Tēnā koe, Sam. It's a neat opportunity to actually talk to you as the President of Local Government New Zealand and acknowledging what that position or the mana of that position. Just if we can drift across some other issues, councils, for the most part, have had a huge say in what developments went ahead in their own communities. I wonder if you might touch on where we're at with local councils and RMAs and fast-track consenting processes.
Yeah, well, councils sometimes have a lot of control over what goes on in their community and sometimes don't. And last term, our council, and Selwyn's been one of the fastest growing councils for about 20 years now, much of that planned as part of the Greater Christchurch Partnership with Ngāi Tahu involved, Christchurch City involved, Eken and Waimakariri and Selwyn District Council. And so we had a sequence development and we knew where the infrastructure needed to be. But then rules around government changed and our land was opened up through legislative change, and we had 16 private plan changes, opening up over 10,000 homes, almost overnight. It was within 6 months of that legislation coming through. And so that meant that some of that development was out of sequence, and all of a sudden, all those years of planning, of thinking where development needed to be, it's kind of thrown out the window, and you have to start from scratch, and it can be a whole lot more expensive, and you have to also think about getting the workforce ready to be able to deliver those projects around water and wastewater and power and roading and everything that needs to be put in. So, yes, sometimes councils do have that level of control, and district plans are made in consultation with communities. So there's involvement from locals and residents to think about where a place should grow and perhaps what should be protected and where it shouldn't grow. But sometimes legislation also removes councils from that having that ability.
Thanks, Sam. It's been having a cordial with you. I appreciate your thoughts and time, Ewha. Just to wrap up, some of our people might not know too much about the Selwyn District. I'm assuming we refer mostly to it as Te Tauihu. But where are your boundaries? Talk with us about the Selwyn District for a moment and your relationship with the mana whenua of that rohe.
We're Arthur's Pass in the west, so right at the middle of the main divide, out to the ocean, Pacific Ocean, and between the Waimakariri and Rakai rivers, excluding just a little bit around Christchurch. So we're right on the border of Christchurch. So our towns are Rolleston, Lincoln, Prebleton, Leeston, Southbridge, Taitapu, Darfield, Glentunnel, Hororata, Springfield, Sheffield, Greendale. So if any of your listeners know any of those places, a whole lot of small towns, but some big towns too. Rolleston's 30,000 people now, and our district's 85,000 people, and in 10 years' time we'll be 105,000 people. So you're very quickly developing and growing area. We work closely with mana whenua, particularly Te Tomutu Runanga and Ngāi Tua Huriri. Both those Runanga hold mana whenua across Selwyn, and yeah, we've had good relationships with them in developing a one water strategy around how we want to treat water into the future. That's all waters, water races, drinking water, wastewater, thinking about our rivers and our natural river systems. So yeah, we've found working with mana whenua to provide some really great outcomes, thinking about the cultural narrative of the space where we live and what buildings, civic buildings we want to build on top, and what those buildings, what stories those buildings should tell, and the architecture as well as what you see and feel inside those buildings, has now been built from the ground up with mana whenua and Te Ara Atia, our civic space in the centre of Rolleston, Te Whare Kākahu, is an amazing example of that, telling the story. Te Ara Atia, meaning the trail, out to the horizon, and talking about the journeys that people take into their future and how they can learn and interact with one another and grow as individuals and how we can grow as a community. So, yeah, I really loved interacting and growing relationships, which councils haven't always been strong on. Well, our council hadn't always been strong on. And thinking about Mana Whenua's participation in that now is I really enjoy.
It's been lovely to meet you. Thanks, thank you. And I was all askew, didn't I? I was thinking more to the top of the South Island. It's in and around Ōtautahi. Kindly joining us today, Sam Broughton, who is the President of Local Government New Zealand and the Mayor of Selwyn District Council. Thanks so much for sharing some time with us, Sam.
No, more than doubt. Hope you get Benita back soon.
Yeah, all the best. Nice talking with you, mate. Thank you. AU 603 Urban Māori Radio.